Yes.
Mr. Callum on 2191 for you.
All right, thank you.
But I knew that you'd had a million and one things to do, and, you know, I believe if there's anything we can do down here to lighten the load, that we want to do it.
Sure do.
Before we get on to anything else, I'm going to tell you.
Hello. Hello. Hello, huh?
I say, before we get on anything else, I just must tell you that I thought your message to the joint session was as good as it could have been. Both its content and delivery.
Well, thank you.
On your Thanksgiving message, I thought they put a little bit too much oil on your hair.
Yeah.
Or they light it above, and it gives a reflection that isn't good.
Uh-huh.
I just like, particularly on television, I think with virtually no oil at all on your hair, the effect is good.
Uh-huh.
Now, your glasses, I'm accustomed to, and I think it lends a certain, call it dignity, anything else, want to. But might I suggest that the best optometrist that you can get examine the possibility of less color in the rims, or the effect of color on the rims of the glass on television appearances.
Well, the ones I got are just plain flesh color. I've got some black ones, but they always look so damn bad, I thought.
And I don't know whether or not a rimless glass would do it or not for television, but you might want to experiment with that.
Right.
Because the rims on the glass show up pretty well.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that anyone could have achieved the effect that the nation needed any more than you did in your joint appearance for the joint session.
That's good. You know any other news?
Clyde Weatherby was in the office when you called. We haven't got all of the abstract on the Logan place. We got a 10-day clause in it, and I'm not sure that AW notified them the abstract was incomplete, so I'm dropping them a note today to be well within the 10-day line. Tell them it is incomplete. We've been notified for the attorney.
Tell him come right on.
Write him the detail.
Hey, Debbie's coming in. I'll ask him here in a minute.
All right, fine. He might have written them, but just to be sure.
Huh.
I was dropping him a note saying that that was true.
Any other news?
Now, Don has talked to John Gray in Beaumont, and is fixing to pick up, I believe it's maybe 750 shares in John's place down there. And hasn't heard again from Julius Gordon. I don't know the score on his.
All right.
On the plane, I don't know if he got the word or not, but Beach called from Wichita.
I told him, just tell him to not put it on the seat, but put it on a cover that fits right over the seat, so when I ride it, it'd be just the opposite than the other one. The other one had it on the chair, and we put the cover over it. This time, we won't put it on there, but we have a cover made to fit it.
That's good, good. That's excellent. Now, did the spare engine go with the twin Bonanza on the price?
Yeah.
Good, good. I wasn't positive, but I wanted to know about that.
Yeah.
What would you think of Ralph Bunch if we could get him down here addressing the Rotary Club of Austin?
I think it'd be excellent.
I wrote Walter and asked him to, one, if y'all thought it was all right, two, if there's a possibility of getting him. That the Rotary Club, Harry Aiken is chairman of the first quarter committee. Right after your address to the joint session, Aiken had a meeting of his program committee and came up seeing me and wondered what I thought about it. And I think it would be good for the Rotary Club, and I think it'd be good for the cause.
Good.
And would hope that he could do it, and that there would be no expense to the club, even transportation, but they're willing to pay that if necessary.
All right.
So it'd be a first, and I believe that the reception would be all that they could want.
All right.
Barry Winship from Boston has been down here the last two or three days. He's doing pretty much an in-depth study. The been out to A.W.'s house once and is going to meet Mary Allen and three or four people out there tomorrow at 2 o'clock with some interviews.
Uh-huh.
I understand from George that he is friendly, and we've been trying to be as helpful as possible to him.
Uh-huh.
On a Johnson City house, we're just finishing up out there, and Roy I'm working with in selection of what colors hadn't been decided. And decide to go ahead and put out a list of our pictures. Plus a little bit more now, but it'll get it done once and for all.
Put what?
Outlets, electric outlets that will take care of pictures when they're
home. Yeah.
And where the picture will hang over.
Yeah.
On Jim Lane called me 2 or 3 days ago, said these units that Woody had talked to him about several months ago, be off the production line within the next couple of weeks. And wanted to know if we still had need for them and wanted them. And I told him just to go right ahead and let them come off the production line and to get someone to call me when they weren't. By that time, I would have any answers.
I guess so. I don't know.
I thought just let him go ahead and assign them and be all right.
All
right. Now, on Shorenhorst, traditionally, we've let Ms. Hausman go on one hunt up there. And about every other season.
Wait just a minute.
Mr. Jack Stableford.
The title was inadequate on that.
And Louis Shane.
Wait just a minute.
All right.
Go ahead. Well, you better. A.W. said he didn't notify him, and the 10 days may be up.
It's up tomorrow, I think. Tomorrow the next day, and we thought we'd write him today.
He said it's up today or tomorrow. Hello?
Hello?
Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Well, I believe that contract said that they had to submit an up-to-date abstract, and what they submitted wasn't it. It wasn't even, it was just a piece of an abstract, but...
Well, that was a position that Clyde took, that it was a partial abstract, but just to be on the safe side, thought we would write them today within the 10 days and call that to the attention.
I have Mrs. Lucy Alexander on the line for the president.
Just a moment, please.
Hold on just a moment, please.
And they'll be hearing from you direct as to details.
Okay, they sure will.
Good.
How you doing?
Pretty good, A.W. It's been kind of, well, we've been a little bit like everybody else. I think all right.
Pretty fast, huh?
Your wife has been wonderful in your absence and helping with folks up there.
Well, that's good. You've been aggravating a lot of people up there?
A good many of them, and I've got to get a fellow from the Farm Journal wants to go up tomorrow and hell bent on talking to Dale, and I've been telling him that you'll be back most any day, and he ought to talk to you.
Okay.
So I've got him held off till tomorrow. When you plan on coming back?
What, tonight? In this little bit? Well, it'll be pretty late till the time we get home.
He's going to call me at 1 o'clock tomorrow, so maybe we can get him up there. I'd a lot rather you talk to him and Dale about our farm practice.
Okay. You want to talk to the president again?
Yes, if he's free.
Get to this man.
Yeah.
On Shorenhorst, I thought if it was all right, I'd let one or two hunt up there, and maybe one or two at the Stewart place during the balance of the season.
All right.
And
I wouldn't have
some sort of an arrangement.
Wouldn't have many though, because I'm going to want to do some of that myself.
Hausman and maybe Louis Shanks and Roy White one night.
All right.
That'll be about all of it.
All right.
I thought I'd work out some kind of arrangement with either Jimmy Morris or through Brazos Ken and Jimmy, where they could lease the grazing rights to transmitter sector at regular going rates.
Well, I'd see about what we need up there for their own cattle, if they've got any grazing out there to graze.
All right, I'll talk to Dale about that and see if it would work in. I discussed it with him once, and he thought the distance was... I'll talk to him again.
See. Yeah, do that. Okay.
I told Bird that Bob Armstrong has said anything that they could do.
Yeah, I know that.
Department and so forth. Seabrook has been after me several times, wanting to know if he shouldn't come up there, and if he did come up to be helpful, if he could be properly recognized. And I just said it's too early to tell anything, Dr. Seabrook.
What does he mean, properly recognized?
Well, he didn't want to come up there and not see the president, I guess, and not have something...
I wouldn't have him come right now.
I've just given the kiss off and said that I...
How'd Jake come in?
It's been awfully quiet. I think that...
Well, you start a campaign today to see that every person patriotically in your organization, everyone you know, goes and votes absentee right now. Because we found out last time Bird missed a vote, and just see how many you can get out of your 104 to vote absentee.
I'll do it, and I dropped by this morning. It was closed, but I'll do it first thing Monday. It's damned important, because that's his course. That's his biggest problem.
Yep.
And we'll start a little campaign on it, publicizing only 2 more days, and only 3 more days, whatever it is.
When is election, 17?
I believe that's right, sir. You hit me right in the face with it, and I'm not positive, but I'm almost sure it is the 17th.
I want to bring Chancellor Earhart of Germany to the ranch on about the 27th. I'll be there Christmas and won't come back.
Good, good. That's fine. You will get to spend Christmas down here, then.
I think so.
Now, I am... Can I talk pretty freely on this line?
Yeah.
I saw Cliff yesterday, and I'm taking care of him with 1,500. Charlie, I've taken care of. Melvin, is that to be taken care of too, the same way?
Well, I just wait and let's see.
All right. And then the balance of them, that with any envelope that Cliff gave me, I'm just holding.
That's right. That's right. And I would just turn them back to him.
Just turn them back to the writers.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll do that. And as I say, I've taken care of Charlie, taken care of Cliff, and I'll just hold up on the winters.
All right.
Those are the things that I've been anxious to chat with you on. And, of course, anxious to say
we didn't have you come up here because we thought it'd be better if these trustees to operate independently and they can meet and hire you.
I'm in agreement 100% with that.
And, what is
down here that needs to be done?
All right, how's your business?
Really went to hell, of course, this week. And that's Friday. We carried no commercials from Friday shortly afternoon until sign off Monday. But we've been working like hell, even during that period, trying to get make goods. And most of the agencies have been pretty understanding. A few of them have said, just arbitrarily give me credit. We're going to... go forward from there. I've gotten back into this music thing, which is not on an even keel at all, and do something there. Looks like the challenge in the job is not big enough, or is too big for both Broadus and Humphreys. And I'll work out something there as we go along. I'm getting into it, though. And
did he ever finish up Mary Margaret?
Yes, all except painting the plate, he told me. And he'll double check Jack.
They said he had to get something. They had to get something from Paul Taft, some equipment.
Got a receiver from Paul, and I understood that they had gotten that, sir.
No, I didn't think so.
Well, I'll double check him on that.
See if he goes and gets a turnkey job.
All right. I'll do that. All right. I'll do that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We haven't completed. Yes, sir. We haven't completed the installation there. It'll be done in stages.
In the tree, too, a couple up there.
Right.
Backyard. Any other?
No, sir. I believe that's all I can think of.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'm here. Do you want to bring him in?
Who? Terribly impressed by events of the last few days, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to see any of the game Thursday?
Not a minute.
But damn, it was sensational, John.
Must have been.
So it was.
Must have been.
I'll see you then tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, Doc.
Oh, excuse me, just a minute. Hold it.
Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Run one of your little telephone woody poles on Jake and Dobbs.
All right, sir.
Get about 100 calls to keep the secretary busy for a day or so.
All right.
Can we get about four of them per... Can we get about four of them per... Not per outfit and be about 15 out of East Austin.
All right.
East Austin.
Uh-huh. That'll get you well, sir, that I talked to yesterday. Morrell said he was writing parts. There is some conversation, some thought about theaters going public, and maybe theaters going public, and maybe buying Midwest Video, and maybe buying Midwest Video, and maybe buying Midwest Video. He was talking in circles, as only Morrell. He was talking in circles, as only Morrell. He was talking in circles, as only Morrell. As soon as Don gets back, I went. And as Don gets back, make it Morrell tried to make a run with that. Some escape clause for the neon. And I blew all fuse power. I didn't think you'd have guts enough to. He's promised to get back. Sure. He's promised to get it up right away with Morrell more than anything else. And talk more than anything else. But his. I turned things over to him. Moses was not feeling well. He said, is he sick? He said, no, but he's cutting down on his work in the law firm. He's got a lot of workload. And he turned this over to me as executive president. So ask Don, tell Don, I sure want to get on that first thing Monday.
Bird wants to give up her option. I told her she's crazy.
We can't afford to give up that option. We might... sell or transfer. I discussed that with Don and A.W. a little bit. But we don't want to give it up. We sure don't. I wouldn't mind selling it to A.W. and Alvin. Sure don't want to give it up, sir.
Sure don't want to give it up.